day one, class B in the books. Coach Umshide, you had three guys down there. I know the best performance of the day, Tristan Campbell. Great performance, that young man. He has come out with a vengeance. Class B 144 and had a good day with two wins. He is in the semifinals tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, Tristan, you know, is no stranger to the state tournament. This is his fourth trip down here, you know, in the last three trips. He was a state medalist, and, you know, this trip, he's in the semifinals, so he's a guaranteed no less than sixth place once again. So he will be a four-time state medalist in his high school career, and, you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, nothing to, you know, take lightly. But, you know, he's got bigger goals than to just be a state medalist, I think, this year. And he went out there today and took care of business in his first two rounds, beating the kid from Auburn in the first round pretty handily. And then in the second round, beating a kid from Syracuse as well. And so he's setting himself up nicely for tomorrow. He'll wrestle a kid in the semifinals, a kid from Ralston, who coincidentally, I guess it's just fate, that's the kid that beat him at state last year on the first day. And so, you know, we haven't really talked a lot about that match from last year all season long, but I just knew that, you know, at some point we were going to have to wrestle that kid again. And, you know, I think that that's a match that Tristan wants. And, you know, he's wrestling at a really high level. And, you know, I think that if he goes out there and just wrestles his match, you know, I think it's going to go pretty well for him. But it's not going to be easy. The kid's a tough wrestler, only has five losses on the season up to this point. But we feel really good about our chances of where we're at right now. So, you know, kudos to Tristan and how he's performing on day one.
Watch a little bit of the video on John White, Coach. Dang it, just one of those things, kind of, you know, wrestling there and got on his back, and the guy took advantage of it. But I know he's disappointed, but he's going to be in for the long run. He's going to have a good day tomorrow and win a lot of matches, get back in the thick of things.
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, disappointing, you know, losing to that kid from Alliance, you know, a kid that we had beaten earlier in the season. And, you know, we were wrestling very well up till that point. We were winning the match 6-1. And, you know, we looked like we were in control of the match for the most part. And just unfortunate that we got caught in a move that put us on our back. And it was pretty tight. And, you know, John tried to fight his way out, but you know, it was just a little bit too much of a bad situation to be in. And you know, disappointing for him, you know, to say the least. But you know, tomorrow's a new day, and you know, down here at the state tournament, you can't dwell on your losses for too long. You just have to refocus and you know, get ready for the next day. And you know, I think he's setting up pretty well, you know, on the consolation side. He'll have a kid from York, I believe, in his first match. That's another kid that we've wrestled earlier on this season at the Lexington tournament, and we beat him there. And so, you know, he should have some pretty good confidence in that match. And then if we're fortunate enough to win that match, he'll have another tough kid from Bennington in his second match. And, you know, I think that that's a very winnable match as well. And so if he wins those first two rounds tomorrow morning, you know, that sets him up for Friday night. And you know, that's always the goal, is to try to get as many guys wrestling on Friday night as possible. And so there is a path, you know, for John to make his way back there.
Gabe Roberts, same story. Darn it, just fell in that first round match. But again, he's got the potential. He can make a good run and get back in the thick of things tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, Gabe, you know, of our three guys that are competing down here, Gabe probably had the toughest first round match of our three guys. And, you know, that kid from Norris that he wrestled is no slouch. He's no joke. And we knew that that was going to be an uphill battle. that was going to be a tough match right out of the gates. And, you know, Gabe went out there and gave it everything that he had. And, you know, late in the match, I know it doesn't show it in the score, but Gabe actually was very close to getting a throw and putting the kid on his back. And you never know what would have happened after that. You know, he might have been able to get the pin, but came up short, you know, in that first round match. But he also has, you know, a path that is pretty favorable. His first match of the day tomorrow, right out of the gates, will be a kid from Wahoo. And, you know, I think that Gabe has a pretty good chance of winning that match. You know, that you just got to get that first win under your belt and hopefully build some momentum. And if he wins that match, he'll have a kid from Gretna, which is, you know, a tough wrestler. But, you know, a match that I think Gabe can win if he's wrestling like he's capable of. And, you know, if he wins those two matches, you know, he's also wrestling Friday night. And that would be pretty awesome if we had all three of our guys wrestling on Friday night.
All right, Coach. Inquiring minds want to know. A million fans. I don't think you're going to tell me, but I have a feeling you've got something good for Friday night semifinals as far as fashion, don't you?
This could be the one that tops it all. So it should catch a lot of attention. It should get a lot of comments and turn a lot of heads tomorrow night, I'm hoping.